Welcome to Creative Lifestyle Design Podcast, and you're tuning today to episode number 17. You're here with Dominic and Vinay. Welcome, guys.
It's showtime, guys.
It's showtime. Yes, today we're bringing you a super episode, how to dress your Christmas table, because you have noticed that my hair are a bit different today because I tried too many Santa Claus hats. Honestly, it's annoying.
For those who are only listening, Dominic has one hairstyle. Well, then again, so do I. And now today is like first time you haven't gelled it, and it just looks, you look more relaxed and I like it. So guys, give us a thumbs up if you prefer Dom's looser hairdo, I guess. No gel. It's not slicked back. It looks like that.
Well, everyone that in Italian? Office today is going to, was telling me seriously, like
the Italian YouTube guy.
Did you go on photo shoot?
What's the Italian guy with the hairdo?
Mariano Di Vaio. I don't know how to pronounce his name, by the way. Shout out.
He looks a bit more like that now. So if you're listening.
Yes.
YouTube, so. Either or. You know.
Don't worry about it. So let's kick in quickly into the topic so you're not wasting your valuable time. We decided we're going to bring you, because Christmas is coming, some nice tips for dressing your Christmas table. So stay tuned and let's speak after intro. Pew pew.
Tips to dressing the most perfect dining room table, because it can be very stressful for all those mums out there who's dressing for their six kids, or
Mom, if
even
listening.
If you have, you know, a little dinner party like I'm gonna have, or next weekend actually I'll have a little Christmas
dinner party.
Do you know what my most favorite thing that just came to my head was? School, like when you were still in primary school and you get like a little paper come round of what you want for your Christmas lunch, and it'd be like just so fun feeling.
What do you
taking,
want? Yeah, you had a chance to actually choose what you can
yeah
have.
And they give you like little options, and like, and then it was just fun taking, yeah, I want Christmas pudding, blah. Anyway,
really?
Sorry, that just came to my head. I wish someone
did. You have it at home actually, honestly, or
no, this was at school. That was fun.
We didn't have anything like that. We were just happy to
we
have some
had
food.
Christmas. We had
and
Christmas.
You're the one from South Africa. Right. Anyway, so.
Anyway, so we're going to give you the best tips to dressing your dining room table. And while I was researching this topic, the funniest thing I saw in the comment sections, which was very interesting, was there was like pictures, like this very like laser blogs, beautiful dining room decor,
okay,
and everyone commented like, but where am I gonna put my food, like, because it's like beautiful napkins and like candles,
everything there, it's like beautifully designed,
like you don't even want to sit there. So it depends on what Christmas party you're having.
Yep.
Right. That's because if you have a lot of people, a lot of food, you know, we it's gonna be important to be aware of where you're going to place everything. Because also you don't want that awkward thing around the dining room mm-hmm. table when one person is on that end and the food he wants is here.
You always put me on.
You're having like a discussion. And then so you don't want to keep like passing the food around. Although that's me just being selfish, I guess.
That is true. I have to admit that it really depends on how you design your table. So you want to have their like nice design, and you want to have it like a nice, beautiful, and stylish, because this episode is about that. But on the other hand, what happens to many times, because we're so many,
you're
sometimes you have big family and it takes forever. So we take turns. So when you sit on the left side of the table with 12 or 15 people on one side, then you go and then you're like, 15 minutes gone, guys, and you just go and you
food
exchange the other side, so you can speak actually with other members of your family, you know.
Yeah,
so it's a bit different.
Exactly.
Not everyone is doing it like that, so I think we can jump to the first point.
Yeah, we can definitely. And also, guys, just if you haven't already watched it, we have, if you're struggling to choose a dining room table, we have filmed a podcast on that, so giving you tips and tricks of what best dining room table will fit your decor for your home. So if you're looking to buy a table and decorations, then please go watch that one before this.
We're
so
going to link the link below this video. Or if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, then you can find it in the link description below, I guess.
Exactly. So let's dive straight in. Dominic, what would be your hot tip for our listeners?
My first tip is going to be colors. Because firstly, you have to decide what is going to be the color of the table and overall theme of your Christmas home. Many people, they go with traditional colors, which are like red, silver, and green. Obviously, if you're going to go with that, it's going to look nice and traditional. But you can go with different colors, let's say blue and orange. And they are a bit unique, and I know that they can use or they can look untraditional a little bit, but they are very nice. So first of all, colors. Decide what is the color that you're going ahead with for your Christmas. I know that every year when we are decorating our Christmas tree, we're deciding what color do we want to actually decorate it, if it's going to be gold or if it's going to be blue. Most of the times, because you see that we like blue and I like blue, then we try to like push it towards the blue. Sometimes it's too much. So we usually tend to go for kind of a mixture of red and blue. So decide on a color that you have a theme. If you have something in mind, then stick to it and try to complement it with other colors.
That's very true. And another thing about blue is a safe color. So if you're having a lot of guests around, it's a very safe neutral color for different, you know, different people, different personalities. It doesn't matter. It's a safe color to go to. Also, from a previous topic that we did discuss, that a bit of mixed match is in trend. So if you want to stay on trend with the colors, you can do a bit of tradition colors with a mixed match of something brand new or even something metallic within your home decor.
I like that combination. One last thing that I'm going to mention with this point is that if you go online, you're going to find something. I don't know, many people don't know about it actually. There are apps that are helping you with complementing each color. So if you choose, or if you imagine color spectra, you have a circle and complementing colors, there is like a special scheme. So opposite colors complement each other. So let's say on a color palette, you have a yellow and the color that is on opposite spectrum is going to be complementing that color.
Yeah.
And then there are different kind of patterns. So you have like a triangular pattern, how to complement each color. So have a look online and you will be able to find what color complements each. You will be able to find that kind of a color palette and you will be able to complement it. Let's say did you go with something unique as a purple, then you'll find what color complements this specific color you have chosen for your theme.
That's a very good point. And it would make a huge difference with your whole table decorations to make sure that your color scheme is well thought out, and you'll hear the compliments fly in. Especially color is such an essential part to humans. Yep. I feel like everyone's very drawn to color. Before anything, when you look at advertising, you see color first. So the first thing people are going to do when they walk into your house, they're going to be like, oh my God, this is so well thought out. I love it. Let me copy. That's the reaction you want.
Many people actually copy, right? When you have a really good color, then people
tend to copy. Well, that's the thing with everything in life. It's like if you find something great, just copy it and duplicate it. So you can have one. Or you can buy it similar, you know. I like to copy them.
Yep. Some people, they like to be unique. Some people, they like to copy. So you choose yours. And then definitely, if you want to complement the colors, as we mentioned, go online and have a look. Okay, exactly. Let's go for point number two. That is going to be from Vinay.
Okay, guys. So if you just bought a brand new dining room table and you want to protect it from your dad spilling his gravy everywhere, or even your boyfriend, you know, there's going to be some messy eaters out there, and accidents do happen. So why not invest in a beautiful, but waterproof, fireproof, I don't know, accident-prone-proof table runner.
I think that's something what you would need.
I'm sure you can find it on Amazon.
I think we should put it on your office table so you don't spill your coffee.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Every week, I at least spill 3 glasses of water.
Every morning. Every Monday morning.
Every Monday morning. Because Dominic sits next to me at work. He knows that, I'm going to spill water. So if you have someone coming to your dinner party like myself, make sure you have a table runner. But also back
accident
to...
Accident proof, please.
Accident proof. That's just one side tip. But table runner can also be very decorative to match your color scheme that you're going with. So something to keep in mind when you're thinking about colors you're going to choose. Then you also want to think about, what kind of theme am I going for? Traditional? Do I want to be fun and funny? You can have tablecloths with different patterns, even Santa Claus. You know, there's funny like pictures of Christmas.
Like reindeers and
Father Christmas with his pants down or something.
Rudolph and Santa Claus's pants?
Yeah.
Simpsons.
Something funny, The Simpsons for Christmas. So you can find all these different types of tablecloths. Just make sure it matches your theme and think about, is it something you want to keep? Is this an investment that you want
long-term,
year in, year out, so that you can keep this tablecloth, so to make sure that it's washable and just to keep it sustainable, really?
I think that's a good point, to keep it as long as possible and have it actually quite nice, that it's nice theme, that it complements with the colors that we mentioned before.
Also, if you think about going to your grandparents for Christmas, they usually have the same table layout, and it holds that memory in your mind of, this is, it kind of represents them. So if you're throwing a dinner party, people are going to remember you for what you've put out there.
You're getting too passionate. Your microphones are not handling
people. Your guests are going to remember decor, and just put there what you want them to remember your dinner party as: fun, hilarious, very, very intimate, or even very stylish. So it just depends.
Which one would you prefer? Stylish or fun?
Mine would be very fun. So it'd probably be just a waterproof cloth with beer pong everywhere or something.
That sounds so much fun.
Yeah, mine's not very... Mine wouldn't be... It'll be very quirky and like creative. It'll be like a creative table, but
like creative,
not as
lifestyle design.
Not as fancy. I'm not as fancy.
You're not fancy person. You're a fun person.
Fun, not fancy.
Yeah, I can confirm that. It would be quite fun.
My party would be really fun, to be fair.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stop dwelling. That would be ridiculous.
Let's go for next point then. My next tip for you is going to be garlands. And when you have your table runner on a table already prepared, next thing to go on top is a nice, beautiful garland that goes with your whole theme, whether it's a fun, luxurious, stylish, whatever you have chosen. And as we mentioned in our previous episode, when you still have some flowers or pots that we talked about, you can use them as nice decoration on a Christmas table. It not only livens up the space, thank you, but it also makes it a little bit more decorative and creative. So whatever you can use from live nature, whether it's plant or flower, feel free to pop in there. Obviously, don't put it next to the candle or something
keep
like that.
Keep away from danger.
Especially if you don't have the fireproof table runner that Vinay mentioned, that it can be quite difficult to actually...
Exactly. And another thing to keep in mind for that, as we mentioned, to make sure you keep enough space around it for plates and extra foods and things like that, because you will think that you need less space than you do, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
I'm trying to think. It doesn't make sense.
As in, you need more space than what you're probably going to provide.
That is true. Now it makes sense.
That's more like it. So keep it very simple and small, yet elegant.
Yep. I agree. So if you have different types of garlands, go for the one that will complement the table runner, because it's on top of that. So think about, either you can go with a complementing color or design, or you can go with the opposite color, which is going to contrast it. So that's just my little tip.
Tip of the day.
Yep.
So the next part of dressing your dining room table for your Christmas dinner party would be to really think about your tableware. Do you have enough tableware? Because...
Yes.
And are they mixed match?
I told you already, we're quite a lot.
Big family, so I think you guys...
We have like a big pot. We have like a big pot every time, and then we go there and we just like...
That's so good, because I remember one Christmas, I went to a friend's house, and her grandma, she had... So away from the dining room table, she had hot trays. You know, like...
Hot trays,
when
like
you go
for
catering,
food?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it keeps the food warm in these hot trays, and there's like silver spoons in there, and everyone stands up from the table, walks over to the hot trays and dishes up like you're at school. And it was perfect, because then she decorated...
Take it and you go to the table and you just bring it, and then you wash it after yourself.
Things like this is a good thing to think about beforehand. So tableware, or even extra accessories or technologies you can bring into around the table, so that you can keep as much space open for people to drink and have their wine.
What is a unique tableware that you would say?
So it's unique tableware for me would be also to keep it within your color scheme. So if you're thinking about different plate colors, you can have beautiful black glass plates. I think that could be, or even matte black plates for me would be very nice, because you don't see the gravy running everywhere. Whereas I feel like with white plates, your
what
plate
is
can
happening
look very very
your
messy.
Home. What is happening in your home that there is gravy running around?
Just very messy.
You mentioned already your dad making a mess and then gravy running everywhere.
I'm just painting you a beautiful picture of mess. So if you guys are OCD, yeah. I'm sorry. But if you are OCD, the tip of the tableware would be not to have white plates. If you have matte black plates, you won't see the mess even. Or if you really like food.
If you have white, yeah, white plates.
So don't have white plates, yeah.
I'm just trying to think of what kind of color. Because I think usually if you have porcelain plates, you have white plates, right?
Yeah, but...
with like a golden something pattern.
They normally have like little trim, golden trim.
Or something.
It's totally up to you. At whatever home, your home...
Actually, here in London, I have a black, matte black plate and red plates. They're very unique. So in addition to what Vinay said... you can have different kind of design of the plate. So usually when you have porcelain, they will be white or yellowish. But yeah. I've seen matte black plates and red. And although they don't fit every single table, especially imagine you have a Christmas table with all black plates.
Yes,
it's not going to look as festive, let's say. But if you make them red and if you complement the table with gold, that's going to look amazing.
Another tip for this would be to find out how to lay out your cutlery, how to lay out the glasses and the plates underneath. And this is something I did learn doing waitressing, but I totally forgot the protocol of laying out cutlery.
I think it's important to learn it, isn't it?
Cutlery. I can't even say cutlery.
Cutlery.
So it goes, I don't know what order it goes in. Do you remember? Because I know it was... the forks on the let me try and remember. So it's forks on the left.
Yep.
Knives on the right.
Yep.
Spoons at the top.
All right. What about if you go to a restaurant and they have it like on sideways?
Yeah, they have sideways. So it goes first the starter forks and knives.
Yep, exactly.
Then it goes the main meal forks and knives, then the dessert forks and knives. And the same for the spoons, right?
So you know what's the rule?
No.
The rule is that you go from outside in.
Okay, so I was going the wrong way. So
if you're setting it up, you go from inside out. But if you eat, you go from outside in.
Ah.
So if usually you have a dessert spoon and then you have a small dessert or a small fork. Then you have a big fork. Then you have, I think you have a small spoon here, you have a knife and a spoon, depending if you have a soup or not.
Okay. Anyway, you can look more into that online, I'm sure.
Look online.
But make sure you set up your tableware for the most comfort for all your guests.
What is the kind of what I'm quite interesting, and I'm pretty sure that our listeners as well. I'm just thinking because it reminded me that every kind of every culture has something different, and because you're from different culture, I'm from different culture. What is the kind of a setup of the food? Because
so
maybe that will be interesting.
If I'm talking about being in South Africa, it's totally different. Remember, it's very hot climate, so we'll probably be all in the swimming pool. They would have had a
winter,
lamb
yeah.
on a big spit roasting for hours, and then we have a barbecue. All
what
the grandmas.
Animal will it be?
A lamb. So it'd be a big lamb.
Is it a typical animal for Christmas in South Africa?
Main celebrations, we'd have a spit roast lamb. But
do you like
for
it?
For me, it's very tasty. I love it. And then you'd have like 100 different salads that the grandmas have prepared, all the typical potato salads and normal Greek salads and coleslaw salads and
Greek
all that sort of stuff.
Greek salad in South Africa must be nice.
And then you'd have some, and then afterwards would be desserts and things, and everyone just dishes up and goes just around the swimming pool and stuff. So there's nothing formal and no table.
You are in swimming pool on Christmas?
Yeah, because it's hot. It's like almost 40 degrees there.
Oh, damn.
It's hot. You'd be swimming
Think
for
about
sure.
How different it is in our
different
in our kind
life.
Of environment. How would you say, like in our kind of a, What is the word?
Climate.
Thank you. So think about it. Like we have minus 18 and you have plus 40.
Yeah,
so that's like, it's crazy for me to think that I wouldn't even go outside of house at that time.
Yeah, it's completely different. And what's your kind of family tradition, would you say, for Christmas?
So for us, for Christmas, it depends because we all meet and we all meet once a year. And especially it's because of Christmas. And we like to spend time together, obviously. And when I was younger, my dad had a tradition that it's nice to actually host someone from which either you want to help. It's
someone less privileged than yourself. Yeah.
Something like that to give back a little bit to the community. And I think when we were younger, they mentioned it at church that you want to bring someone into someone homeless or someone who needs it.
Yeah.
So you want to kind of share and celebrate. It's kind of a combination of, like, I think when they have a Thanksgiving in America, they're trying to bring it together with people to be happy and grateful. And during Christmas as well, you want to make sure that you can share. If you have more than you should have, but if you have more than you need, then it's good to share. And that's kind of a spirit of
Christmas. Exactly. And Christmas in this time of the year is the most loneliest time of the year. And it's so good to just keep even if you don't want to invite someone to your house, just to remember that, to be kinder to people passing on the streets this following couple of weeks, because you don't know what they're going through. People do feel a lot sadder, and just being more mindful of that will make it the world a little bit more happier. I think place. Just keep that in mind for this year, because a lot of us are a lot more privileged than you would think.
That's what I want
you
to
would
say,
think.
Right?
Exactly. So just bear in mind, even if you can just see that person and just give them some change, even if you're like, oh, I worked hard for this, which you did, just give them something. They're there for a reason. And
I like it. I like your sign off of this episode to kind of share this Christmassy mood, and not to rush so much after presents, because it's not only about the physical
giving.
Presents.
Yeah. And it's not about actually just receiving in presents. It's about community. And I think that's what everyone longs for. And that's why places like London can be the loneliest. So comment below if you are having a lonely Christmas. We want to give you a shout out as well. You know, we are here to be your friends and your educator.
We'll spend some time here. We'll invite you to our episode, and we can chat about Christmas.
We can talk about Christmas. Yeah. But on a serious note, thank you guys for tuning in once again and letting us be here to tell you
some time with us, and hope you like the episode. You can let us know in the comments down below, whether it's on YouTube or if you're listening to podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can listen and you can let us know what did you like and what is actually your Christmas tradition, because we have different listeners from different countries, whether it's Australia, US or Switzerland. So let us know what is your typical kind of tradition over the Christmas. It would be nice to know. And maybe on next episode, when we're going to shoot one before Christmas, we're going to actually read some of the comments. My microphone is falling.
And I would love to know, like, by poll, who's having a hot and who's having a cold Christmas, because it would be so interesting to see the dynamic there.
That's true. Amazing. It's definitely true. So please, if you hear this episode, if you listen to it somewhere, if you watch it, just let us know down below, and we're going to share it next episode. It's going to be something nice.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Speak to you next time.